wakes before the sunrise every morning. Slowly down the stairs and through the hall. Since he passed away, there's no one there to call her name. This quiet's not so peaceful after all. Hers was just the quiet kind of courage, the kind that doesn't boast or self-proclaim. Saves itself for others and seeks for no reward, but it holds the world together just the same. Everyone remarks how well she's doing. Never known to grumble or to frown. But the other side of 90, her life's out on a limb. And the clocks inside her heart are running down. Brochures for a cruise she's never taken. Catalogues for clothes she'll never wear. Plans to see the family, surprise them one more time. But oh, it's such a long, long way up there. The ghosts are moving closer by the hour. She nods asleep each time she turns the page. She used to love the garden, but now it's overgrown. It's all too much for someone of her age. Everyone remarks how well she's doing. Never known to grumble or to frown. But the other side of 90, her life's out on a limb. And the clocks inside her heart are running down. Dreaming of those heady years in Cairo. Sahara days with family and friends. Working for security as the world went off to war. And Gemini marks where the moonbeam ends. Meets the man who'll take her to the future. Portraits of a soldier and his bride. 60 years together through the storms before the calm. To the waters of Cwmbachan side by side. Everyone remarks how well she's doing. Never known to grumble or to frown. But the other side of 90, her life's out on a limb, and the clocks inside her heart are running down. Yes, everyone remarks how well she's doing. Never known to grumble or to frown. But the other side of 90, her life's out on a limb. And the clocks inside her heart are running down.